Begin transmission.
Oh, yes. Okay. Are we on? We're good. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm getting out of my car here at Harehaven, and I'm walking into the back. There's a lot of cars here. What is everybody doing here on a... What is today? Tuesday. Oh my God. Yeah. Today's Tuesday. Today is Champions League day. I gotta watch Champions League semi-final game. And that starts just about when we're gonna get done here. So I will not subject you to listening to me describe football games that I'm watching on TV. I think today is Liverpool versus Roma, if memory serves. And here we are, walking around the Dragonfly Pond, which is looking pretty soupy. Lots of growth of algae and green stuff in the water. And now as we walk into the forest, this is where those buns like to play. I was out here last night and these buns were running around again, right in this area. But now I'm looking into the lumberjack hole, trying to see if there's any motis or anything back there. Because I know there's somebody in that hole, and I think it's a moti. But I'm not seeing anything from this angle. No, I am not. Wait, I hear something though. There's something running back there. Something moved. What was that? I can hear something. Now it stopped. Who was back there? Maybe it was just a bun. But maybe it was a marmot. Maybe it was Mr. Sneaky Marmot. This marmot is very afraid of people. He's a chicken mot. I can't see anything. I'm going to keep going. Oh, it's a very warm day. It is mostly clear, very sunny, and pushing 80 degrees. It's probably 78 degrees. That's 25 degrees if you come from a educated country. 78 for Americans. So it's pretty warm. I do have my shorts on. I'm wearing short pants for the first time in the calendar year of 2018. There's some squirrels running around in here. I'm looking for dudes. I've got my camera. Oh yeah, last night I came out here during golden hour. And I didn't see the mot. I did see those rabbits. Those rabbits were running around me having a fun time. But I did see two raccoons when I was out at the blind. They were snoodling in the pond. They were far away. I couldn't get any pictures or anything. But I watched them, and they chased each other around at one point. That was pretty funny. It was raccoon chase time. I'm walking through the cut. We're going to check the Mulhall's property. See if we've got anything going on out here. Doesn't look like it from this angle. Yeah, once again, there's nobody out here. There could be somebody in that dip, the depression, but we're not going to bother. So let's go back into the forest here. See what else we can find. Or wait, maybe we should go out onto the boardwalk first. Yeah, let's go out there. Out to the boardwalk. Last night I also saw that snapper again. I was walking by the turtle reproduction pond and I could see him swimming way out there. Can't tell which one he is. It might be a kula. At least that's my guess, just based on the size. But what have we got going on here in the sub pond? Oh, that's something else I wanted to mention. The other day when I was here and I was done recording, I saw some motion in the water outside one of the turtle tunnels. And I thought, oh, maybe a muskrat is swimming through, because we see muskrats swim through all the time. But no, eventually a little head poked out and was very careful. And it was a little turtle, actually swimming through the turtle tunnels. That's the first time I've ever seen that. And I was pretty happy to see that turtle in the turtle tunnel. I think I'm seeing a couple frogs here and there here in the sub pond. Other than that, is there anything going on? Not much of anything. I'm going to come right up to the water's edge here and check some of this mud for tracks. Yeah, we've got some action. Oh, I just spooked a couple frogs. Yeah, those raccoons have been running around this edge of the pond as well, looking for dudes to eat, looking for froggy snacks. Okay, just double checking. Nah, not seeing much of anything. Ow. Yeah, that's the one thing about wearing shorts. Everything that has thorns can now get you. I have no leg armor on. Just got my shorts. Okay, so let's go out to the boardwalk. See if we can find anything out here. Looks like there's somebody out here taking samples. Well, this is funny. Now I'm looking for scratties, and I think I recognize this person out here. Oh, looking for scrats in the reeds. I do not see any scrats in the reeds. There's something going on over there. Is that a snapper? I think I see a snapper head sticking out of the water over there. Is that a snapper? Who is that over there? Oh my God, the sun is blazing down on me. I see some little turtles on the logs over there. I'm good. There's eggshells on the boardwalk. Somebody's been eating eggs.
Could be. For sure.
It looks like somebody else is taking water samples.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
There's a lot of people here today. There's a lot of cars in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. I came because I was hoping some of the goslings were born, but I haven't seen any.
Soon. Yeah. Within the next week or two.
I walk over in Tranquility by the baseball fields and stuff, and the great blue herons are very active. I think their babies are born. I think they're feeding them.
Must be. I'll have to go over there and check it out myself.
Yeah. Well, there are two nests right by the parking lot.
I know where you mean.
And then there are a bunch more across the field. So.
All right, I'm going to go out here and see what's going on. And that was Betty, my parents' neighbor. She comes out to all these places too, and I run into her all the time, both here and out at the secret mushroom garden, secret mushroom grounds and everything. This is not the first time she has made a cameo appearance on this show. So I'm working my way out to the end of the boardwalk. And whoever, somebody's doing some water sampling, because there's some jars laying around on the boardwalk here, and along with some nets and some other stuff. Here's some geese just hanging around out here towards the end of the boardwalk. And here we are, out at the end of the boardwalk where everything is nice and level. Where the boardwalk has been fixed, it's been jacked up. Is no longer sinking into the pond. And as I gaze out over the great expanse of water that is the Heron Haven main lake slash pond. I can see different kinds of ducks. I can see Canada geese. I do not see any blue herons standing around in this area. Hey, what's that over there? Looks like there's something small standing on a stick over there. Is that a green heron? Oh, duh. And then I turn around, and over there on the other side of the weir, where he was hidden from my angle of vision earlier, there's a blue heron. There's a big bluey. Wait, no. Turn your head. Is that big bluey or is that black-capped chappie? I can't tell from this angle. But what is that over there? Is that a greenie? I can't tell. So we got some stuff happening out here. I wanted to see some scrats. But no, we got a blue heron, and I'm trying to identify that blue heron, who is 50 meters away, or 55 yards if you're an American. Oh, and it is, now he's turning his head this way. No, I think it's a big bluey. I think that's a big bluey right over there. Oh, wind is coming up a little bit. Let's go into the forest. All right, let's see. Sitting here on the bench, there's four nets, lots of jugs of water. It's pond water. Somebody has sampled pond water. And there's a laminated sheet here, key to life in the pond. Chart with a bunch of bugs on it and stuff. I wonder if they're expecting kids today. There's eggshells on the boardwalk right here. Somebody must have gotten a hold of an egg and brought it out here to eat. Might have been a raccoon. Might have been a fox. And where's that turtle? Oh, he's under that log. That turtle moved. He's underwater. I can't actually see him, but I can see the ripples in the water that he's making. Hi, Mr. Turtur. So nice. I can't get to him. He's so nice. I want to pet him. Because I like to pet snapping turtles, and we do it a couple times a year. Here on the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm looking forward to the first time we can do it this year. Now, I realize that everybody wants to be as cool as I am, but I highly advise against you trying to pet a snapping turtle. There's a way to do it. There's a right way and a wrong way. The right way enables you to touch a snapping turtle in the wild. The wrong way allows you to donate a finger to a snapping turtle in the wild. And anyway, what I was going to say is, with the, my knee. With all the cars here, and all the stuff out on the boardwalk, I wonder if there's going to be some kids here today. I wonder if there's a busload of kids coming in for a field trip. That would explain why all the cars are here. All the cars of the various volunteers who show up to shepherd the kids through here. And this is usually that time of year when it happens. It seems to me that all the field trips are always in the spring, never in the fall. So we might get a busload of children here soon. I'm glad we're here now and not half an hour later. All right, walking across the land bridge. I'm peeking into the billabong. Still as glass. Nothing going on over here. I don't see any dudes. Over here in the sub pond, there's some ripples. Some round ripples in the middle of the pond. That could be a little bit of turtle action, or it could be frogs. Let's head into the forest. Oh, okay, there. My knee popped, so now it's back to normal. Okay, good. Hooray. Doodly-doo. All right. Walking down the odoriferous corridor. It's not odoriferous yet, but as soon as these bushes start to bloom, they will make flowers and they will make perfume. And it's this area that, you know, smells like candy and perfume because of all the flowers. So let's walk into the wall blind here. See if we can see anything going on. Well, there's a couple birds running around. Oh, there's two little ducks over there on the side. Our goose is still sitting on her nest on the oboe. I don't know if there's any eggs in that nest. This might be a hysterical pregnancy because where's the mate? Usually the male will stand around and guard, but there's no male associated with that female sitting on the nest. So it might be a hysterical pregnancy, as I like to call it. Sometimes this happens. Geese will just build nests and sit in them, even if there's no eggs. They're just on automatic pilot. So as I round Frog Harbor, I'm looking down in there, and we got a couple frogs here and there. Trying to see if we got any other dudes in here. Doesn't look like it. Sometimes we got ducks hanging out there. Sometimes we have geese, but not today. Geez, it's a little bit greener in here. All those little leaves are getting a little bit bigger. Still no leaves on the trees. But all these bushes, all this shrubbery is greening up. And it's getting to the point where it actually looks more green than brown. So that's good. Get your chlorophyll out. Start chlorophylling it up. All right, I'm looking at what I suspect is a marmot hole, but I don't see any mates. I don't know if that den is in use or not. It's really hard to tell. It looks like it is from here, but we can't get up close to find out. Okay, so we're approaching the turtle reproduction pond. And what is happening out here today? Nothing. I don't see anything happening. I don't see any dudes. There's no geese. There's no ducks. There's no action. No action. Oh, my knee. Oh, ow. Ow. No, I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did. Ow, ow, ow. Okay, suddenly my knee is messed up. Okay, hold on. Oh, yaga. Oh, that's kind of painful. Yeah, damn. Oh, there he is. There he is. He just surfaced right in the middle of the pond. Oh, there. I can't get over there. There's a big snapper turtle head sticking up out of the water. Hi, snapper. I see you, snapper. Actually, he's a little bit more towards me. I saw some bubbles. I looked over. There were some ripples. And then the head poked out. Hey, and I think I see another one. Okay, he just dove. Is that another one out there? Further out there. That looks suspiciously like a turtle shell and a turtle head, just barely breaking the surface of the water. Oh, and now here's my guy. He pokes his head up again. He's looking right at me. Everybody wave at the snapper. Hi, snapper. I like snappers. Snapper, 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 snapper. Whoo, there's two snappers out there. Hi, snappers. Snappers. All right. All right, turn around very carefully here now. Walk back up to the path. I think my knee is back to normal. Or semi-normal. Whew, that was painful there for a minute. All right, so now we're walking down towards the big blind. And I seem to be walking with a pronounced limp. And we got lots of people in the big blind. Ooh. So we're gonna skip it. And we're gonna go up on the loop path here. To see what we can see from up here. Oh, we got some ducks. We got some geese. I'm trying to see how many nests there are on Goose Island. I think there's one, two. Is that one? Or not? Yeah, three. That's one. Maybe four? It's hard to tell. Like in this one, is that goose just sitting there? Or is she sitting on a nest? I don't know. But yeah, we still got a couple weeks before goslings. I don't see any egrets or anything up in the trees. Are we not going to get egrets this year just because we had because we had such bizarre weather? And you get weird weather and it throws the pattern off. So we'll keep looking. But now we're going to look down into the ravine. Anybody down in the ravine? I don't see anybody. But it is getting greener. Getting kind of green. Hey, is that loose dirt kicked out from that marmot den? Maybe. Wait, is that something down? No, that's nothing. Okay. Turn around very carefully so I don't twist my knee. That's the whole problem. I keep pivoting on my right foot. And that twists my knee. And that's what makes me crazy. Don't twist the knee. Gotta keep it untwisty. Gotta be careful. Alright, I just heard something hopping. Is that just a bird down in there? Yep, there's my birdie. Here's a little purple butterfly. That's unusual. And here we are, at the top of the hill. I'm checking this marmot den. No Mottis in there today. And now I'm walking down the hill. Very carefully. Very carefully. So as not to aggravate my knee again. Because that is unpleasant. I'm starting to sweat. It is warm out here today. Is it dangerously warm for our little toadster? Yeah, maybe. We gotta be sure not to get overheated. And I'm wondering, what do I have to drink at home that's nice and cool? Well, I've got some Wishniacs. And I've got some Agua Frescas. That reminds me, I think I might make some. Ooh, what's that snapper doing? Ooh, that snapper, he's moving. He's swimming up into the pond. What's the other one doing? The other one is still just sitting out back there. But this guy, he's moving. He's active. He's coming closer. What's he doing? Oh, he sticks his head up. Hi! I'm waving at him again. Everybody wave at the snappers. Now, which snapper is that? I can't quite. He went down again. Look at those bubbles. Who is that? I can't tell. And who's that right here? Oh, that's just a frog. Yeah, you better look out, froggy. Those snappers are looking for you. Frogs are yummy snapper snacks. Snapper snacks. Find them in the frog aisle. Oh, snapper snacks. I have never eaten a frog. I have never eaten frog legs. I have eaten some other bizarre stuff. Your basic list of French delicacies include, you know, frog legs and snails. I have had escargot. Not in a while, though. Not in a very long time. Oh. Okay, so I'm heading out, kind of. Slowly making my way back out towards where I came in. Whew, taking deep breaths. Need to heal my knee. That was the other weird thing. I slept weird today. I woke up really early, and I couldn't go back to sleep. And then, apparently I fell asleep, but I was dreaming. I didn't know I was asleep, and I woke up at 12:30. Oh, yep, we got the group of kids here. Coming around Frog Harbor here. And I think this particular group is being led by Sam. Yes, there he is. Sam, everybody's favorite president of Herrenhaven. And he's showing everybody bullfrogs. Castler School. I know where Castler School is. All right. And there's some snapping turtles in the turtle reproduction.
Oh, is there some? Yeah. Oh, good.
They're
good.
Bubbling. You guys are going to love the snappers.
Say hi to Tobe.
Woo! Hi, kids. Have fun. Snapping turtles.
Snapping turtles. Okay, okay, okay.
Snappers. Okay. The kids are counting frogs. Yes. So it's a school day. And these kids are from Castler Elementary School, which is I went kind of down in South Omaha. It's a very urban school. And so these kids don't get a whole heck of a lot of outdoor education and nature stuff. So all I'm out here, show them frogs and stuff. And snappers. So yeah, I told Sam that the snappers were running around. That'll be good for the kids. They'll see some other turtles and other stuff. And it'll be a very educational day. It's a fun day to be out here at Herrenhaven. Until your knee starts to go. Then it's like, ugh. Oh boy. So yeah, I'm now heading out. I'm looking for that marmot that likes to lurk around here. Where is he? Where is he? I don't see him. I gotta go home and watch me my Champions League game. It's gonna start in a matter of minutes. And here's a bucket of magnifying glasses by this rotten log so kids can examine all the stuff. We're coming up on another group of kids here. Yeah, and I can see the yellow of the school bus poking through the forest. But anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, and I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is DJ Fumata. Welcome to my yono.